our Polzilla section.
Who ordered the Polzilla? You know that's not fit for human consumption, right?
Well, we know, but it tastes like chicken, so we're going to try and eat it anyway. PGNewsHour.com, the best, worst, viral, partisan news in the USA at PGNewsHour.com/poll. Updated Monday through Friday, 11 or 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What is our top poll? If you're watching the video, you already know. And if you're not watching the video, let the suspense build as we determine who is it today. Lepsilla wins today. Lepsilla wins with Mueller finds evidence that Fox News' White House produced propaganda from Politics USA. Now, this headline wins PG Gordy. That's me. It wins his Polzilla top poll today. That's me. Because of the next level layering of potential multiple assaults on multiple political opponents, including Fox News and, of course, Donald Trump. The context is a part of the Mueller report that alleges that the Trump team was coordinating with Fox News to assure their interviews went as planned. Politics USA decries. If Mueller is correct, Fox News' literal state-run television, literally, it is now clear why the Trump administration almost exclusively only deals with Fox News. If the White House has the ability to have parts of Fox interviews edited before they are broadcast, it would mean that Fox News isn't news at all. It is an administration-run television station. Interview subjects don't get to tell journalists what to remove. And this is my note. I will add, literally. Our top-up-o-poo. I make it top-up-o-oppo, by the way, because I don't want to say second place, because sometimes the left or the right might actually have the first and second best headline. So I make it top-oppo. So today the left wins, just because the headline's better. For Rightzilla, New York Times. Say, this Steele dossier appears to be false, and maybe was a Russian disinformation effort. This is from Hot Air. And this was a pretty zingy headline, but it landed on old targets, and more importantly, none of them were politicians. The target was the old gray lady for this round. Take it away, Hot Air. Well, it took them a while to get there, but the New York Times has finally taken notice that the Steele dossier appears to contain a lot of false and unverifiable garbage from Hot Air. This is from New York Times that they're quoting, the 35-page dossier spiced up with tales of prostitutes and spices, sketch out of a hair-raising story more than 2 years ago. Russian intelligence had used bribery and blackmail to try to turn Donald J. Trump into a source and ally, it said, and the Kremlin was running some Trump campaign's aides practically as agents. Okay. And so, this segment brought to you by Tips. That's Tips, pgnewser.com/tips. Let's go to Tip Your Newser at pgnewser.com.